Welcome to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in their lives. And it's a place where your questions about faith and religion can be answered. And now, here's your host, Deacon Al.
Thank you, John, and welcome back to Good News. I'm Deacon Al, a permanent deacon of the Peoria Diocese, and we come here on Catholic Spirit Radio every Saturday and Sunday evening for a half hour to bring you good news from the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope it'll be news that you can put to work in your life today. We're especially looking to talk to teenagers. It's a tough time to be a teen in our world, and there's good news waiting for you in the scriptures. We want to help you to understand what that is and to put it to work for you in your lives. With me today, I do not have James, my usual teenage cohort, but I have a couple other guests in the studio. My youngest brother, Timothy, the favorite of the brothers, if you ask any of the other brothers.
I concur.
Now, here's the deal. He could have been one of the older ones. He chose to wait until my parents had four other children and got all their bad practices done early, learned what they were doing as parents, and he said, okay, now I'm willing to be born, and then he got into the group. So that's what makes him the smart one, is he waited till the timing was right. But we have Timothy here, and Tim's youngest son, Yashu.
Also here.
And my favorite nephew, at least my favorite nephew that's here today. So good to have you guys in the studio here at Catholic Spirit Radio, and we're going to try and entice Yashu, who's going to be a senior.
Going into my senior year.
Yeah. There we go. We're going to try and talk him into talking more. He swore he wasn't going to, but I think we can get him out of his shell a little bit as time goes on here. And since James isn't here, I have volunteered my brother Tim, who is a lector at his church. And what church is that?
That's St. Teresa's in Acton, Massachusetts.
Acton, Massachusetts. Yeah. Okay. So he's going to take James' role and do our first reading for us today.
I'm sorry. Did I say St. Teresa's? It's St. Elizabeth of Hungary. You should have spoken up. And St. Teresa's was our old parish.
Okay. So we're parish hopping now.
Yes. Is that
okay. So anyway, we've got Tim here, and he's going to read for us. But before we do that, one of the good news pieces I wanted to share is about the Mass. Masses are getting back into full swing. So here's what's going on at my parish, which I think is great. We've got music back. We started returning to normalcy a little bit at a time, but we now have hymnals back in the pews. Most of the masks are off on people. I don't know how long that's going to last, but right now we're primarily maskless and singing. And the first Sunday of every month, we have enhanced music. So we're bringing in more musicians. We've got, besides just the organ or pianist, and we have some wonderful organists and pianists with our church, but now we're bringing in brass and timpani and just all kinds of great sounds. We had strings last Sunday. It was just beautiful. So first Sunday of every month, if you want a really wonderful Mass experience with really moving, beautiful hymns and a music experience, Holy Trinity Parish on the first Sunday of every month is doing this enhanced music, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience. We have holy water back in the fonts at the door. Yeah, that's a big deal. We really miss that reminder of our baptism as we enter into the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So all these things are great at St. Teresa's or St. Elizabeth, wherever you're going. How are you guys doing as far as getting back to some sense of normalcy in the Mass?
A lot of improvements. Masks are not required. Sometimes they prefer that you wear one at communion.
Sure.
But otherwise, there's still a lot of social distancing going on. No holy water in the fonts yet. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
They're still covered.
Every parish is different. We're all returning to normalcy in our own way, at our own pace. We too are masking for communion. Yeah.
We don't have to sign up for Mass anymore, which is a big plus.
Did you do that? No, we never took that step.
We were only allowed 90 people.
Oh, wow.
For quite a while. So usually it was okay. You could still get in, but it was tough for a while.
Now, we had an overflow room set up where we were live streaming into the room. Yep. So if we got beyond our 25% capacity limit within the church, we would direct people to the overflow room. We never hit capacity in the overflow room, so we never had to turn anyone away. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go to the sign up, but some of the parishes in our area and many parishes in our diocese did have to do that. We had to reserve your seat. Yeah. It just seems so unusual to have to put those kind of restrictions on a religious celebration.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we didn't have to go that route. Glad you've gotten away from that now and are able to seat people. So are you 100% capacity or 75%? Do you know what the...
I'm not sure. It's not 100% capacity because they are still doing some distancing, although they have taken a lot of the paper or the tape off of many of the pews.
Right.
I think they still have the pews marked out so that you stay away, you know, groups kind of stay away from each other. But it was every other row.
Sure.
And things like that. So they've gotten rid of that. So it's going to be pretty close now.
So we have several parishes
or something.
Okay. Yeah, we're probably 75%. Running 75 to 80, but not because of any restriction, that just because of attendance. That's about what we're running. A lot of the parishes in our diocese have gone to a smoking, no smoking section is what I call it. That's terrible, but where it's too. Social distancing on one side of the church. And not socially distanced on the other side, which to me was a lot like the smoking, non-smoking in the restaurant. The smoke goes everywhere.
I was afraid you were going to say vaccinated, unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated. Which no.
That would have been
very
I
bad.
Not like that.
Very
church.
Bad to segregate them like that. But no, so we have social distancing on one side. So if you are uncomfortable right now, as some people still are,
sure,
you can sit in a side of the church where people are keeping their social distancing, where some are still wearing their masks, and that's fine. Whatever makes you comfortable. I think the most important thing is getting back to the Mass.
Yeah.
For many people, it's been over a year now, and I think we're far enough along in vaccination, at least this is what we're seeing in attendance, that far more people are feeling comfortable to come to Mass now, either with or without the mask, but at least they're coming to Mass, which is so important.
It's definitely, the attendance is definitely up.
Oh, good.
I would say.
Great.
The one thing that I find the most sort of annoying or a big reminder of what's going on is the sign of peace. So I still don't like waving to people.
Yeah. We've returned to the sign of peace just recently. So it varies again from parish to parish. At our parish, the pastor has reinstated sign of peace. Now, not everybody touches. There's still a lot of fist bumps, elbow bumps, and waving going on.
Nobody's doing that. We're all waving. And now I feel like I have to wave to everybody because why shouldn't I wave to the people all the way in the back?
Do you not like them?
I mean, normally I can only reach people who are within arm's length.
Right.
But
And I've never been a big fan of the wave anyway.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about it on the program that the reason that's in the Mass isn't, it's not a high howdy moment. That's not what it's about. But we've tended to turn it into that in many of our parishes. So let's move on. We're here to talk about the scripture. So let's look at the first reading, and we might even do first and second reading from this Mass, but at least do the first reading and the Gospel. So I believe we start with, is it Revelations?
It is.
Revelation, I'm sorry.
Revelation. A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in the heavens say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Wonderful. You should be a lector.
I should. I've heard that once or twice.
Nicely done. And we should say that this Sunday is the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. Often misunderstood. We'll talk more about that after we hear our gospel reading. But Mary is so misunderstood in our faith. Mm-hmm. And you enjoy, as I do, you enjoy apologetics.
I do.
And one of the most frequent questions that we get as Catholic Christians is, why do you worship Mary? And
yes.
this weekend, I'm sure a lot of homilies are going to be directed towards answering that question. And of course, the beginning answer is, well, we really don't do that. Reverence, correct. Yes. Worship, no. And I'm sure a lot of homilies will be directed towards that difference. And we'll talk about that too. We'll get to our gospel right after we come back from these messages.
Stay tuned. Good news will be right back on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Catholic parishes in Central Illinois will soon begin their RCIA courses. RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, is a course designed for anyone interested in learning more about the Catholic faith or living it more fully. Perhaps your spouse is Catholic and you have long considered entering the church. Maybe you are an active Catholic who has not received all the sacraments of Christian initiation. Perhaps you left the Catholic Church long ago and want your questions and concerns answered before returning. Maybe you're a non-Catholic Christian or not a Christian at all and want to know more about the Catholic Church and the one true God. If any of these circumstances is like your own, then RCIA is just what you need. RCIA classes typically include presentations, discussions, prayer, and fellowship. Contact a Catholic parish near you today for details and to register. Be certain to tell others, and do feel free to bring a friend.
We need Catholic radio because we need the voice of the church in the public forum. We live in a time that the secular voice dominates so thoroughly that we need to get that Catholic perspective out. Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use. This means to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
Bishop Robert Barron thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Started drinking beer on Saturday nights, sleeping in on Sunday mornings, missing Mass, and it just became a pattern and continued. Without God, I don't know where I'd be right now. I feel like I'm whole again. I know the importance of the Eucharist. I know the importance of the sacraments that I didn't know at a young age. I follow God's will because my desire is to get to heaven. Our lives are rich and full by being members of the church.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
You've heard of Dr. Ray Guarendi, famed psychologist, charming speaker, author, father of 10, and funny as can be. He's the host of the radio show, The Doctor Is In, and the TV program, Living Right with Dr. Ray. We are thrilled to announce that he's coming to Bloomington. It's an evening that you won't want to miss. Thursday, October 7th, the social hour begins at 5. There's a cash bar and silent auction, followed by a buffet and Dr. Ray's keynote presentation, Standing Strong as a Parent and Grandparent. This spot on Catholic Psychologist doesn't pull any punches. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll learn, you'll enjoy. This charity event at Eastland Suites in Bloomington benefits Catholic Spirit Radio. Check out all the details at CatholicSpiritRadio.com and then make your reservations no later than September 27th. You might even choose to sit at Dr. Ray's table. For questions, call Carolyn, 309-830-4164.
And welcome back to Good News. Before we get into our gospel reading for this weekend, I want to remind you about our mailbag. If you have a question about the Catholic faith or about Christianity in general, the doctrines and the dogmas of the church, anything you'd like to ask about. You don't even have to agree with the church to ask the question. If you're just looking for some answers, you can write us at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.org. Send us an email, and we'll be happy to answer your question on the air. I've also had a number of parishioners who have come up to me after Mass or at various ministries to ask questions, so we'll include some of those as well. And once school gets started pretty soon, I get to visit the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at our Catholic grade school and help the teacher there with theology lessons, and I get great questions from the kids. So I'm very anxious to get back into the junior high and meet with our junior high students again this year and answer their questions, and it always gives me great material to use here on the air. But you can write us with your personal question at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.org, and we look forward to your questions. Moving on to our gospel from Luke on this Feast of the Assumption of Mary and a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. So, this reading, for me, really explains the fact of why we revere Mary, but we don't worship Mary. In fact, everything about Mary is directed back towards God. Whenever she speaks, it's all in everything she says and everything she does points back to her son. So we revere Mary just like we revere our own mother.
Absolutely.
And why would anyone not revere their mother when she's that good? And who's better than Mary? I'm sure there are some of you out there right now, especially in the teenage years, we have a tendency, I fully remember as a teenager, my dad was not my best friend as a teenager. And I think a lot of people go through that, where in teenage years, you question the wisdom of your parents. And we're looking at Yasha, we're both—
Definitely questionable.
We both look at the teenager in the room. That's pretty common. And as you get older, you realize how really smart your parents are. But when you're in the midst of the battle of teenagers to parents, it's hard to really see that. But yet, if you're in that condition right now and you are having trouble with your earthly parents, I think it's wonderful to realize that you have perfect parents in heaven, that you have a perfect father and a perfect mother, that Christ gave Jesus to all of us as he hung on the cross. And giving Jesus, giving Mary to John was his way of offering Mary in motherhood to all of us. And so we all have this perfect mother. And so if you have a perfect mother, why would you not revere her? That doesn't mean we worship her, and she doesn't ask to be worshiped. So I think as you go through this prayer that Mary offers, and you look at the lines, everything she says points back to God, where she talks about great things. The Almighty has done great things for me, not that I've done great things or that anything she's done has brought glory to herself, that any attention brought to her is brought to her through God and because of God. So when you hear somebody say, ah, you're Catholic, you worship Mary, why do you do that? What's your first response to that, Tim?
My first response is, where did you hear that?
Yeah, that's a good place to start with yeah. apologetics.
Show me your evidence.
Show me your evidence.
That we worship her.
It would be very hard to find. Yes. I know nothing. Well, but Tim, you kneel at her statue.
Correct.
How is that not worship? Right.
Because Mary is not in the statue. It's just a physical adornment that we have at church, somewhere to sort of focus our attention when we want to, you know, talk to Mary.
Right. I have a picture of my father in my home.
Exactly.
That picture doesn't mean that I worship him as an idol. It means I have that artwork there to remind me of my feelings towards my father. So we put artwork, not idols, into our church. And that artwork helps remind us of that person that it represents and of the characteristics of that person and of the love that I share for that person and that person shares for me.
Correct.
But we seem to have a lot of people who have a difficulty distinguishing between art and idol. Mm-hmm.
And who wouldn't ask their mother to pray for them
when
they're in trouble?
Sure. Sure. And that brings up another, that leads into why is Mary the queen of heaven? And why do we say Mary is the greatest of saints? So why do we pray to her? Well, we pray to all the saints because Scripture says we can.
Correct.
Scripture says that the saints can hear our prayers and can intercede for us. So if we know that, if you believe the Scriptures are true, and we do, and the Scriptures tell us that, why would we not use that for our benefit? Preaching to the choir here.
I know.
You know, it's tough. At least with James, I get a little fight back here, Yashu, ask a question.
Well, when Mary goes to the house of Zechariah and sees Elizabeth, she does say she's blessed to meet with the mother of her Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, even Elizabeth mm-hmm. recognizes what Mary represents and what Mary's been
point.
Called to. Yeah. So if Elizabeth recognizes it, why don't we? You know, a good point on that too. They didn't talk about it ahead of time. There was no conversation about. Guess what happened to me, Elizabeth? And mm-hmm. once they meet, Elizabeth knows through her own spiritual intuition knows what's happened to Mary, and knows about the visitation, and knows about the fiat where she says yes to God's challenge to be the mother of Christ.
And apparently John knows too.
Yeah.
Because he seems to be very happy in that reading.
Seems to be pretty happy about that, yeah. So a lot of jumping and kicking going on there, it seems. So when we look at Mary as our perfect mother, and that gives us an opportunity to talk to her through prayer, you wonder how many people take that opportunity. So I guess what we're offering out today on Good News to teenagers and to the parents of teenagers is that if you need help in your life, there is help available. There is spiritual help available to you that's real and has been set aside for our use, and that's our perfect mother, Mary. And so we have so many beautiful prayers, so many beautiful hymns, all directed to that relationship that we have with our mother. And if you don't feel close to Mary, there are ways to do that, and that all begins in prayer. As we've talked before, think about your best friend and who your best friend is. If you never talked to them, would they still be your best friend? I mean, you wouldn't know anything about them, and they wouldn't know anything about you. Prayer is that conversation where we build that relationship and we get to know the saints, including Mary. So if you don't feel close to a saint, close to Mary or close to Christ, the first step is through prayer, is through conversation. Take time out to talk to them, and then also make time to listen. And we're already out of time. So thank you for listening to Good News. I want to remind everyone that you can listen to Good News on the Catholic Spirit Radio website at catholicspiritradio.org. Click on the tab to go to our blogs, and you can listen to all our past shows. And you can also write to us at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. catholicspiritradio.org. And there's all sorts of great programming on Catholic Spirit Radio as we rebroadcast EWTN's programs, as well as do some of our own locally produced programs such as Good News. So I want to invite everyone to tune in to Catholic Spirit Radio throughout your day. And if you find value in it, as I think you will, I'm confident you will, we ask that you also help to support Catholic Spirit Radio, because we can't do this without your support. So thank you again for being with us on Good News. And until we gather again, may Almighty God bless you, protect you from all evil, and bring you to everlasting life. God bless.
You've been listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in your life. Submit your questions to Deacon Al at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. That's goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. Deacon will answer your questions about faith and religion. Thank you for listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio.